another show for Reverse Speech on this, the 11th of August, 2017. Okay, so today we are going to examine some of the few reversals I have on the conflict with North Korea that we covered 2 or 3 months ago. Where I predicted that this was going to happen based on the reversals. We're sitting on the brink right now. We wait to see what North Korea decides to do. But this was all discussed in the reversals we obtained a few months ago. So we're going to have a look at some of those. We're going to look at some future tense reversals and premonition reversals, which are a very interesting category of reverse speech that is growing larger and larger by the day. And then in my second hour, when I have my guest, we're going to welcome reverse speech, he's my right-hand man, Jeff Toth. He's actually vice president of the International Reverse Speech Consultants Association. So there we go. We'll have Jeff on in the second hour. Those of you who listen to the show regularly, you know Jeff. Okay, so we're going to start off looking at a comment Donald Trump made back on the campaign trail, where he talked about the nukes. So here is the forwards.
With a spirit of collaboration.
Wrong one. Low volume. Okay, well, we will try it again.
There's a whole lot of talk about that, and that's a bad thing, not a good thing. The last person to use nuclear would be Donald Trump.
Okay, the last person in nuclear would be Donald Trump. But backwards, he says, get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad. Get the gun, you're sad.
And interesting, he actually made a comment just yesterday that said the U.S. is locked and loaded, ready for any contingency. So get the gun, you're sad, implies that he will use nukes. He'll be sad to do it, but he'll use them nonetheless. And the interesting analogy of the word gun with nukes, and President Trump just made the statement just yesterday, the U.S. military is locked and loaded, ready to deal with North Korea. So here's the forwards again.
There's a whole lot of talk about that, and that's a bad thing, not a good thing. The last person to use nuclear would be Donald Trump.
And to get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad. Get the gun, you're sad.
So he would use nukes. Is what that tells me. So that makes the situation even more dangerous. And here's Defense Secretary Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, talking, here we go, about North Korea.
Together, and with a spirit of collaboration, I'm confident we'll continue to provide for the security and prosperity of our nations and the region.
Talk about the Korean Peninsula. And he says, seal the battle for nukes. In other words, we will win the battle, seal the battle, secure it, make sure that we will win. So if there's a battle for nukes between North Korea and America, then America will act and they will indeed win. So here's the forwards again.
Together, and with a spirit of collaboration, I'm confident we'll continue to provide for the security and prosperity of our nation and the region.
And seal the battle for nukes.
Seal the battle for nukes. Seal the battle for nukes. Seal the battle for nukes.
And here's Donald Trump again on talking about war with North Korea.
Well, there's a chance that we could end up having a major, major conflict with North Korea. Absolutely.
And this reversal says, we'll fuck regime.
We'll fuck regime.
We'll fuck regime.
Interesting, it's a future tense reversal. We're going to talk about future tense reversals a little bit later on in the first hour. But that signals his intention. He intends to destroy the Kim Jong-un regime, or fuck regime. And here's Rex Tillerson on North Korea.
Asking a lot of the Chinese, I think in the past the assumption has been the Chinese would only take limited action. We're going to test that assumption. We're going to test their willingness to help us address this serious threat that it's not only one to the region and to us, but is becoming a threat to China themselves.
Talking about the North Korean threat, and he says, now they'll launch it if they're serious. So Tillerson is aware or believes that if North Korea is indeed serious, they will launch. Now, if they attack Guam, as they have threatened to do in the last couple of days, then America is going to act swiftly, and it will most likely include nuclear. With the comment, get the gun, you're sad, and America and Trump now saying yesterday we are locked and loaded, which uses the gun analogy, and Tillerson is really just raising the question, is, are they serious? If they are serious, they will launch. So I guess what the world is waiting for over the next few days is North Korea serious? Because if they are serious, they will launch, and then we're going to have massive retaliation. So from the U.S., so that would probably include nuclear, based on the reversals anyway. But this reversal with the Tillerson gives us an out: is North Korea serious? That's the question. Anyway, so here's the Fords again.
Asking a lot of the Chinese, I think in the past the assumption has been the Chinese would only take limited action. We're going to test that assumption. We're going to test their willingness to help us address this serious threat that it's not only one to the region and to us, but is becoming a threat to China themselves.
And now they'll launch it if they're serious. So the question is, are they serious? I mean, that's really what the question is. And we heard Trump say, "Well, fuck regime." Well, here's McMaster giving away some of their strategies in North Korea.
And to have appropriate burden sharing, responsibility sharing. We're looking at that with our great ally, South Korea. We're looking at that with NATO. And what you've seen, but because of the president's leadership, more and more nations are contributing more to our collective defense. So the question.
And here he says, a weapon killer, way with us.
The weapon killer, way with us.
The weapon killer, way with us. Actually, I think it's the weapon killer, way with us. I'll do it again.
The weapon killer, way with us.
Yes, the weapon.
The weapon killer, way with us.
In other words, they would destroy North Korea's weapons. So there would be two main strategies of a conflict with North Korea would be to take out their weapons or take out their nukes. And there's approximately 60 nukes that they have, and some can be miniaturized now. We know that. And put on ICBMs, and the second strategy would be to destroy the Kim Jong-un regime. So there we go. And here's Mattis again talking about North Korea.
We stand with our peace-loving Republic of Korea ally to maintain stability on the peninsula and in the region.
And here he says, "Give up, you evil." Yeah, so basically, give up, you evil, back off, don't follow this route. Trump says he'll use nukes, he'll see sad to use them, but he will. And they would destroy the regime and take out all their weapons. What the question mark is North Korea serious? I mean, I guess that's what it boils down to. If they don't launch, it means they weren't serious and they got egg on their face yet again. If they do launch, then they are serious and they're going to have a whole lot more egg on their face. So either way, North Korea can't win in this battle. If they don't launch on Guam, everyone will know that they're just full of empty threats. If they do launch on Guam, then there's going to be no more North Korea left. So there you go, folks. Bit like the Cuba Missile Crisis, the world sits on the brink right now, and it all depends on what North Korea does. This is like the standoff between America and Russia in 62. With JFK and the missile crisis. So there we go. We will see what happens over the next few days. I'll try and get some reversals on Trump's fire and fury comment and some of the other statements he's made, and we will bring them to you. Okay. All right. The other thing I wanted to look at in our show for the next hour is for the next tour, we got 40 minutes left, is premonition and future tense reversals. Finding more and more of them, they're really raising the whole question: does the unconscious mind exist outside of time and space? Let's just play a couple of the classics first. Then I'm going to play a couple of new ones that we just found this week. This is a classic premonition. This is JFK's inaugural address in 1961.
The slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world.
And here he says, head is hit in the car.
Head is hit in the car.
Head is hit in the car. Head is hit in the car.
Okay. Well, we all know that turned out to be very accurate because JFK was shot in the head, and thanks to the Zapruder film, that fatal headshot, which came from the front, by the way, not from the rear. His head shoots back and to the left. I don't know why people don't believe the evidence of their own eyes. So go into JFKAssassinationSolved.com and find out what really happened. But the interesting thing about this reversal is that it's a future tense reversal. Not future tense, present tense. It's talking about a future event, but the reversal is present tense. So that's an interesting observation. And there's another couple other premonition reversals I play fairly often. The classic one is on the highway, there's a chill here. You know, I'll play this one here.
It's the most powerful way because you can hear it in straightforward everyday English. But, we are hardwired to tell the truth.
And this one says, on the highway, there's the chill here.
On the highway, there's the chill here.
On the highway, there's the chill here.
Okay, now, for those of you who don't know the story behind this reversal, I gave this reversal in the radio show I gave in London. And 2 weeks ago, I was in America and was supposed to fly to see Jeff, who we're going to have on in the second hour of the show. And the plane couldn't land because it was snowed in, so I had to go back to Portland. And so I ended up hiring a four-wheel drive and drove there. But whilst I was driving, I started to drive through a blizzard. And the snow got heavier and heavier and heavier. Before too long, I was down to 10 miles an hour. It was very cold, so the reversal on the highway, there's a chill here, dramatically came true. But the interesting thing about that reversal is that it is also present tense reversal. So it's talking about a future event in the present tense. same as Headers Hit in the Car. It's talking about a future event in a present tense reversal. So that's really quite an interesting observation. We have another one. There was another. Okay, all right. Here's one. Here's one just we recently found. This is on Princess Di, and she had some secret tapes broadcast this week, much to the displeasure of the Spencer family. And this is talks about a future event as well, but it's in past tense reversal. So this is really quite fascinating. So here's Princess Di in her secret tapes that were just broadcast this week.
And I cried like I've never cried before. It was anger. It was 7 years of pent-up anger coming out.
And backwards she says, I was left to save us, so we had an accident. It's and I was left to save us, so we had an accident. Sorry, I'll play that again. Well, of course, as we know, Princess Di did have an accident, and so this is predicting a future tense event, but the reverse is past tense. And to save us, well, I guess her death did save the royal family, because she was creating quite a rift in the royal family. So this is a future tense event using a past tense reversal. There's another one on Princess Di predicting her death as well, predicting the accident. Here's this one.
And Diana's mentally imbalanced. And unfortunately, that seems to have stuck on and off over the years.
And this one says, suicide your chauffeur. Of course, the chauffeur did practically commit suicide driving while he was under the influence at excessive speeds. So he did suicide, idiot. And, of course, it took out Diana and Jodie Fayed with him. Suicide your chauffeur, once again, it's present tense reversal, talking about a future event. So I had an accident, a future tense event using a past tense reversal. So it really has got to raise the question, is does the unconscious mind exist outside of time and space? Do future and past events exist in the unconscious simultaneously? And if that's the case, then the implications of that are extremely profound. Have we got time before the break? Yeah, I do. I'm going to play a couple more, then we're going to get on to some future tense reversals. Now here's one on Bill Clinton during his inauguration address in the second term. Now this actually is a future tense reversal. So here's the forwards.
In the last 4 years, we've made remarkable progress, but in our schools, our families, our workplaces, and our communities, our journey is not done.
And here he says, world will come to damn you. Well, of course, the world did come to damn him when the whole Monica Lewinsky scandals broke and he was eventually impeached, well, at least in the lower house, didn't pass through the Senate, but he was impeached and the world did indeed come and damn him, and that stigma still sticks with him to this day. So he was predicting a future tense event using future tense reversal, but once again, this is the unconscious mind talking about the future, and that's really quite profound. If we can ask the right questions, here we've got time for one more. This is a really interesting one. Listen to the phone ring.
Can you, in your mind's eye?
Okay, there's a phone ringing. Okay, now just before the phone rings, she says this.
Ring, ring.
Oh, no. She says backwards, ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
And then the phone rings. Isn't that amazing? So she says backwards, ring, ring, and then immediately after she says reversals, the phone rang. So she knew unconsciously that was going to happen. So the unconscious is certainly capable of looking into the future and predicting future events. I've got loads and loads of them. We'll play some more when we come back from the break. But this is really quite fascinating because it just expands the whole use of future, of the unconscious really quite profoundly. Here, let's look at a couple of other future tense reversals. This is Australia's Prime Minister John Howard talking about the Bali bombings, the first Bali bombing. So here's the forwards.
I've been informed by the relevant intelligence agencies that the only possibly relevant reference to Bali in recent intelligence reporting was its inclusion, along with a number of other tourist and cultural locations across Indonesia, for possible terrorist activity against United States tourists.
Now, this one does use a future tense, that's reversal. It says they will fuck the tourists.
That looks like the tourists.
That looks like the tourists. That looks like the tourists.
And, of course, they did. There was a second Bali bombing, which killed many tourists. And so this is a future tense reversal predicting a second attack. So just absolutely fascinating stuff. Okay, we have to go to our break. Don't touch that keyboard, folks. I'm going to be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back. You are listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. I am David John Eitz, your host. We are discussing premonition and future tense reversals. If you want to talk to me about this, you can call in on... Gee, I can't read my own handwriting here. 844-769-2944. There we go. That's the... toll-free number to call in and speak to me, toll-free in the United States, 844-769-2944. And that will put you on the air, and you can ask me some questions about this show or any other interesting questions you have about reverse speech. Okay, so we are looking at future tense reversals. And we are going to we'll just play one on Australia's former Prime Minister, John Howard, talking about the Bali bombings, where he effectively predicted a future bombing. Now, he couldn't have known that. So that was information outside of his knowledge. Now, here's a future tense reversal that obviously was known. This is George W. Bush 2 weeks before America went into Baghdad.
We'll help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
And here he says, we will sit in Baghdad. Now, that's interesting because his father, George H.W. Bush, stopped short of going into Baghdad. So here's his son saying, we will sit in Baghdad. So future tense reversal, predicting that he would indeed occupy Baghdad. Now, that would be knowledge that he was aware of, though, because I'm sure the 2 weeks before they did that, the plans were already made up and were going to happen. So that doesn't necessarily qualify as having knowledge that you were unaware of. But, okay, here's one future tense reversal in a business situation.
And developing relationships with customers and prospects is not uncomfortable for me, but...
And developing relationships with customers and prospects is not uncomfortable, but backwards he says there'll be an awful blank-up.
There'll be an awful knock-knock.
And there was, about a month or so after this reversal occurred, he messed up one of his client's orders and there was a big problem. So that was knowledge outside of his awareness. So once again, the question is, does the unconscious exist outside of time and space? And I think the evidence that I'm gathering, and after 34 years of doing this, by the way, would seem to suggest that that is so. I'm going to talk about this extensively in my next book. It's going to be called The Still Small Voice. I haven't started writing it yet. Well, I am. I'm writing it in my head. And I'll sit down over the next few weeks and put pen to paper write the book. It's going to be about this, all the spiritual aspects of reverse speech and the collective unconscious. I certainly think Carl Jung's concept of a collective unconscious is verified indeed by reverse speech. And we'll play some of the, if we've got time, we'll play a couple of those reversals before we go to our guest. Here's another future tense reversal in the business situation. Here's the forwards.
Those three people join my team. I felt like they're in a, they see this how I see this, and they're willing to put in the activity and are just as hardworking as I am.
And she's talking about her business, which was Arbonne, and she says, "My Arbonne shall rock with the dollar."
My Arbonne shall rock with the dollar.
My Arbonne shall rock with the dollar.
So she's predicting a future tense outcome in her business. She is indeed going to start to make some money. Here's another future tense reversal, a little bit amusing, from another business situation, and he's talking about buying a kitchen business.
I'd certainly like to have a business that was maybe a kitchen business, a small kitchen company that was probably netting 10 grand a week, something in that respect.
Kitchen company, in terms of what, building kitchens?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in that particular field.
10 grand a week, gross?
Yeah, I was looking at a net amount of that.
And he says, my wife shall keep spending it. Which is a rather funny future tense prediction. I guess he needs to keep his hands on his wallet because his wife will keep spending it. But, you know, the use of future tense reversals are just really quite amazing. I've got another one here. I'm just trying to find it. Another future tense reversal. Here we are. Here's another future tense reversal for another businessman talking about whether he should go into this particular business or not.
Yeah, in Australia, we're charging $1,500 for 3 days. Over there, it'd be $1,500 US for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So that is exciting for me.
Right.
I've got some contacts over there, and that's really where I'd like to go. And that's what I'd like to do.
Mm.
And I think photography will be the vehicle, but education is going to be the product.
And he says, start off with it. It will be profit.
Start off with it. It will be profit.
Start off with it. It will be profit. Start off with it. It will be profit.
So that's predicting a positive future tense outcome for this gentleman. His business is going to have profit. So there we go. There's a few future tense reversals, some of which speak in the present tense, predicting a future event that there's no way that this person could know, but yet it talks about it in the present tense. So that's really quite fascinating. I've got a whole bunch of, I've got a few reversals that may explain how we obtain this information. Oh, well, no, this doesn't really explain how we obtain the information. Oh, okay, but this is how certainly some knowledge in the collective unconscious can be transferred. This is a case where a reporter was lying to me about his age, and he'd set up a test, and he's lying about his age to see if we can get his true age out. So here's the forwards.
Delivering pre-prepared story, you would predetermine what you're going to say. You write your own script like an actor would, basically. Well, I'm going to say something here quite categorically. I am 32 years of age, and I'll keep on saying I'm 32 years of age, 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 I am 32 years of age. Now, I've been talking for longer than 15 seconds.
Yeah.
I am 32 years of age. And if I've been saying the same thing, it'd be interesting to see what comes out.
Yeah.
Over that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we'll keep on talking about it.
Okay.
About something else. Okay. Here's a quick one I just got on the fifth here. This one was recorded a couple of weeks ago. I got some really key ones. Okay, so the first reversal occurs on the reporter when he says this forwards.
Write your own script like an actor would, basically.
And he says 37, it came up. So before he lies about his age, he delivers his real age in reverse. 37, it came up. And the next reversal occurs on me after he lies about his age. I'm saying this forwards.
I've got some really clear ones.
And here I say, now you're 37. So the question is, how did his real age come on my reversals? How did I know? Well, the answer is he told me in reverse. He gave his real age in reverse. Now you're 37. He then lies. I receive it. It becomes part of my overall collective unconscious knowledge, and then I repeat it back, confirming it. Now you're 37. Found there's numerous instances like this in reverse over the years. I think here's the whole thing broken down. Let's play it.
I am 32 years of age, and I'll keep on saying I am 32 years of age, I am 32 years of age, I am 32 years of age.
Yeah, so there you go. Lies about his age. And sorry, tells us his real age in reverse. I receive it as collective unconscious knowledge, becomes part of my overall knowledge, and then I then repeat it back to him. Quite fascinating stuff. Here's a here's another little oral tradition reversal. This is from a workshop, and it's two women talking to each other.
I mean, I just want to know who I am. It's true.
Are you a gypsy?
I think so.
You were Italian, you said?
I'm Italian.
Did you grow up in Italy, or are you American?
No,
Italian?
Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn Italian.
And where she says, are you a gypsy? Backwards, she says, New York.
New York?
Oops. Sorry. I'll play it again. New York.
New York.
New York. New York.
And she says, New York backwards. And then the lady says, I'm from Brooklyn.
I just want to know who I am. It's true.
Are you a gypsy? New York?
I think so.
You were Italian, you said?
I'm Italian.
Did you grow up in Italy or are you American?
No,
Italian?
Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn Italian.
So she says, New York backwards before the lady says she's from Brooklyn, which of course is a borough of New York. So she had, so in her reversals or her unconscious mind, she already had knowledge that this lady was from New York. So fascinating stuff. The unconscious mind is just amazing in terms of the information and what it can do. And I mean, this could very well provide the ultimate proof we need for a universal collective unconscious knowledge that Carl Jung theorized he wrote several books on his theory of the collective unconscious knowledge of the collective unconscious. Here's another one. This one happened in April, I think it was April or May of 2001. So here's the forwards. This is an Australian client, and the whole conversation is talking about psychic abilities.
That I said that, you know, that, I will be an opener of souls, and made the most credible feeling of my heart chakra just bursting wide open.
And here he says, soon plan evil on America. Okay, now, and of course in September of that year, the Twin Towers were attacked in 9/11. And so this guy was, 2 or 3 months before the attack on the Twin Towers, he gave a reversal that basically said, there will be evil on America, soon plan evil on America. He was tapping into collective unconscious knowledge, looking at or predicting an evil on American soil, which turned out to be 9/11. So just some absolutely fascinating stuff. I think that the reverse speech is going to provide the proof that the collective unconscious does indeed exist. Certainly believe that to be the case anyway. So, All right, okay. Let's have a look here. Let me see what I want. Oh, here, look, here's another one that's a future tense reversal. This is actually also a mirror image. Oh, this is way back in 91 when in the first Gulf War under George H.W. Bush, and Saddam Hussein took a whole bunch of hostages, and one of them was from England. And he prayed to the hostages in front of the television cameras. And here is one woman talking to her family back home.
To our parents and Karen back home, we love you very much. We miss you. And you've been well treated. And everything is fine. And we'll see you soon.
And when she says, we'll see you soon.
And we'll see you soon.
She says backwards, we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
So it's a mirror image reversal. Here's the forwards.
We'll see you soon.
And here's the backwards.
We'll see you soon.
So forwards, backwards, exactly the same. Mirror image reversal, predicting a future tense event, and the hostages were released 2 weeks after this interview took place. So once again, predicting a future tense event, using a first level reversal. So so clearly the unconscious mind has knowledge, and it has unconscious knowledge of future tense events. So here's an interesting one on Bill Clinton. Now, this may be plans that they had at the time. I'm not sure. He's talking about Osama bin Laden.
There is more agreement than at first it appears about the necessity to push this thing through to the end.
And he says, let's shoot for the assassin.
Let's shoot for the assassin.
Let's shoot for the assassin. Let's shoot for the assassin.
Of course, after 9/11, America did indeed go after bin Laden. So that's also predicting a future tense event, that the assassin, or Osama bin Laden, would become a target of the United States. And the United States eventually did indeed shoot the assassin. He was shot, of course, in that raid on the compound in Pakistan. So another future tense premonition reversal, really, predicting a future event that we would go after Osama bin Laden and that we would eventually shoot him. Yeah, interesting that he uses the word shoot. And so reverse speech is riddled with all these type of reversals that talk about the future and future tense events and what's going to happen in the future. Here's another one predicting a future. This is John Lennon, and this is the day after the Beatles manager Brian Epstein died. So here's the forwards.
I understand that this afternoon Maharishi conferred with you all. Could I ask you what advice he offered you?
He told us not to get overwhelmed by grief, and to whatever thoughts we have of Brian, to keep them happy, because any thoughts we have of him will travel to him wherever he is.
And backwards, he says, can't be Beatles now.
Can't be Beatles now. Can't be Beatles now.
And of course, the Beatles broke up 2 or 3 years after, though, no, maybe 4 or 5 years. Epstein died in 63, I believe. The Beatles broke up in 69, 70. And many rock and roll commentators will tell you that the death of Brian Epstein was really the catalyst for the eventual demise of the Beatles, because he was the glue that kept them all together. So, once again, John Lennon is talking about a future tense reversal using a future tense event using a present tense reversal. Can't be Beatles now. This is present tense. But yet, as we know, the Beatles remained together for several more years. But it's the catalyst for the eventual demise of the Beatles was the death of Brian Epstein, according to rock and roll historians. So there we go. Another example of a future tense event being predicted with a present tense reversal. So let me see if I've got. hey, would you like to see a future tense reversal? A present tense premonition reversal that has not yet completely come true yet. This is a analyst, reverse speech analyst, talking to his tape recorder about the future of reverse speech.
What other metaphor would be the optimum metaphor that we could put out into the world that would attract people's interest and enthusiasm and would attract the right kind of people to the process and to the our mission and to the work that we do?
And where he says, and to the work that we do, he says backwards, we deal with revolution.
We deal with revolution.
We deal with revolution. We deal with revolution.
And I actually do believe that is the future of reverse speech. Once the number of analysts out there and people using it reach critical mass, it's going to create a cultural revolution like you've never seen. And the work that we do will deal with revolution. Here's the forwards.
And to the work that we do.
And backwards.
We deal with revolution.
And to the work that we do, we deal with revolution.
And to the work that we do, we deal with revolution.
And that, my friends, is the future of reverse speech. It is such a cultural shift to finally be able to hear the still small voice within, the voice of the spirit that is constantly speaking to us, the voice of the spirit that exists outside of time and space, that can detail future tense events with present tense reversals. That's a very powerful thing. I'm sure you would agree. Certainly is really puts reverse speech out there as being a significant piece of the puzzle of proof of the existence of a common collective unconscious, and it gives us a means to tap into this common collective unconscious through the use of reverse speech. We can hear that still small voice within that knows all things, that understands all things, that exists outside of time and space, that talks about the future as though it was a present, and in one case talked about the future with a past tense reversal. Because that was on the death of Princess Di. And let's play that Princess Di reversal again. And I do have a few more to play on the secret tapes. We're really running out of time. I hadn't planned to spend so much time on this. So here is Princess Di that on the tapes that was released this week.
I cried like I've never cried before. It was anger. It was 7 years of pent-up anger coming out.
And here she says, and I was left to save us, so we had an accident. Talking about the accident, future tense reversal, and of course we played the one on the suicide, my chauffeur, all that chauffeur. So there you go, folks, some pretty amazing collection of reversals. I've got some on Princess Di. I don't think we're going to have time now to play them all this show, but let's pick a few of them out. Let me see if I can get some explosive ones okay, here is Di talking about her engagement.
I have so many dreams as a young girl, hopes that my husband would look after me. He'd be like a father figure. He'd support me, encourage me, say well done. But I didn't get any of that.
And this one says, I go with him.
Not long with him.
Yeah, well, at least she did. She did go as Prince Charles. All right, folks, there's our out music. We'll be back in the second hour with my guest, Jeffrey Tice. We'll see you soon. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it.